Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Sun region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. A Bad Axe bowling alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves towards new ownership. Managers of Long Shot Lane, Scott and Rochelle Rehnquist, announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside the building. Long Shot Lanes and Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley carried an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previous reports indicated Rolfe had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The Rehnquists say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of the bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance, along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a scale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. And Bay City public safety officials are asking for the public's help locating a 26-year-old woman who has been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Authorities say Amaya Lee Slavik-Burrell was last seen on August 5th. The Bay City Department of Public Safety has released photos of Burrell as investigators continue working to determine her whereabouts. Police are asking anyone who may have seen Burrell or who has information that could help investigators to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety Detective Bureau at 989-894-0161. That's 989-894-0161. As of Monday, authorities had not released additional information about the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County man accused in the death of his elderly mother has been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor the defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began as a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st after she was found unresponsive at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She died at the hospital later that evening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff contacted authorities because of Holdwick's condition when she arrived in severe medical distress. Investigators later reported finding extremely unsanitary conditions inside the home. Jarvis, who authorities say had been serving as his mother's caregiver, was arrested that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary examination Friday, September 4th at 10:30 in the morning. A previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. The preliminary examination will be determined whether there is enough evidence for the case to proceed toward trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.